You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1627. Today's tip features Dressage Radio Show co-hosts Reese and Megan with some great tips on making competition days more success and less stress. This episode is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel Horse Nutrition knows there's no horse like your horse, and nobody gets their quirks and emotions and unique personalities better than you do. Just like you understand your horse inside and out, Sentinel's expert nutritionists understand their individual dietary needs. With a wide selection of formulas, Sentinel Horse Feed has something for every life stage and every activity level. Sentinel's 100% extruded nugget formulas are packed with naturally wholesome ingredients, crafted for your horse's whole body well-being. Discover the difference of feed that's purposefully made to perfectly fit your horse. Visit feedsentinel.com/podcast to learn more or find a retailer near you. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast.
The first one, the mental game, get psyched for success. I love this. So use mental rehearsal techniques. And I love this because I do a lot of visualization. And I think now even visualizing and working your test is important because I felt this even taking my young horse to this first little horse show. I hadn't ridden the test in a while. And right 20-meter circle was way harder than I remembered. And so, you know, I rode through my test, but I'm a visualizer. So then I rode through my test and I visualized it. Even at training level, at our first show, but I had other, like I was nervous about the first show. And gosh, that was so helpful. So I love that one.
I agree. I visualize thousands of times before I even go down center line.
Yep. Which I think is so important.
I've been working on this number two.
Yes.
Focus to get in the zone. I've been really struggling with that this year. Mm-hmm. What do you do, Reese? I feel like there's some years I'm like, I really lock in. This year, I am totally scattered.
Well, I think, because you're running a lot of things. I think, again, this is, depending on your stress level at work and at the barn and all the other things. I really try because this is something I have to do is I have to be really organized. I know that's shocking to everyone, but I have to have my clothes packed or lined out a week ahead of time. Cause I don't like that feeling of trying to figure out what's happening with my dog and my cats and then try to pack. And so I start that early and I think that's really important. And then I am very diligent. If I were to see you an hour out from when I have to get on the horse, I probably wouldn't talk to you. And I don't mean to do that in a mean way, but I put my headset on and I just have to focus and sort of center myself. I don't take any calls. I don't answer. If somebody needs something, go somewhere else. I'm pretty clear about it. If I'm showing an hour out from the time I get on is sort of my time. And it's going to talk about this later too, but I also watch my nutrition and I make sure I'm hydrated and all of those pieces. But I think also is when I get on the horse is just, and they mentioned this in the article, is focus on your breathing, kind of center yourself a little bit. And I think that's really, really helpful.
Huge.
Yeah, huge. And number three, I think this is also important. I actually talked to a great student this morning and we were talking about this of managing expectations. She was a young horse and she decided that this year wasn't her year to go to regionals because she felt and it's a young horse. It's a 5-year-old horse, mini regionals. And I told her, I was like, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And it's fine to not go to regionals. If you decided you qualified, that was the goal. And that was getting that horse to horse shows and getting it on and off the trailer, all of those things. I said, no, it's okay. And so I think that was a good example of just managing the expectations and what can your horse do? What did he
keep? I think that's a huge one, Reese. Mm-hmm. I find with my students, they get a little taste of showing, maybe a blue ribbon. Mm-hmm. And it's their first year out at that level and the expectations go wild. And I want to be reset, you need a V8. Remember why we started? It's just the first year. So totally agree.
Yep, exactly.
And I think number four really bleeds into that, right? Mm-hmm. Know your horse's strengths and weaknesses. And when you know them, you can be realistic.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, you pretty much know. And I think as you get kind of, we kind of know going in what we're going to get.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, what are we good at? Like really hone in on that. And a weakness, you know, carry on. Okay. You missed a change. It's a change you miss sometimes. Like no big deal, for example. Yeah.
Yep. And yep. And usually if they're weak at home, it's going to be worse at the horse show. Expect 80% at a horse show, not 120.
That's right. That's why you train at that level. So mm-hmm. that you know it's going to step down a little bit at the horse show.
Yep.
So I love this. Number five, use your on-deck time to your advantage. And that on-deck time, you know, that's sort of the time that you're going around the arena. And that's a tough time because you're not in the ring yet, but you typically have sort of like left your team. You've left your trainer, you've left your parents, whatever it is, and you've gone into the arena, and that's a tough one. And, you know, we actually train this. I don't know about how you are, Megan, but like, I tell my riders exactly what I want them to do around the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So, cause that is a tough time when they're kind of on their own.
Yeah.
And you're like, ugh. But if you're like, hey, I want you to go in and I want you to do transitions at every letter or every other letter or whatever you're doing, or I want you to go forward and back.
We have a specific game plan going around the arena, but I also practice, like there's a horse show that we go to, absolutely love it. But a lot of things happen, like they're late or they're early and trying to rush you, or the side of the arena falls down or a tractor drives by. So we actually practice that. Like I'll jump up out of the chair and like try to break their focus. But that on deck time, yeah, that's a scary time. It can make or break you.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.